We are learning Mesechtas Menachos Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis, the first Mishnah on Daf Ayin Vav Amud Beis. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'oimah Yibay Saroin Mishalish Soim. The Oimer came from barley, and it was very fine barley. So they took three Sa'ah, and they sifted it until they reached a shear of Isarin. Isarin is 10% of three Sa'im. Isarin means Asiris Eifa. Eifa is three Sa'im. So Isarin is 10% of three Sa'im. The Shtei Alechem was a total of Shtei Asarinim, and that also came from Mishalish Sa'im. So it was really 20% of what they cut, they sifted out to down to 20%, which is two Asarinim from three Sa'im. Lechem Aponim was a total Esrim Va'arba Asrainim, 24 Asrainim, Mi Esrava Sa'am, but they start off much more with 24 Sa'am. So 24 Sa'am is eight Eifa, every Eifa is three Sa'am, so it's eight Eifa. And so eight Eifa, if you do 10% of eight Eifa, will be eight Asrainim, and you have 24 Asrainim, so really it's 30%. So it comes out, the Omer was sifted down to very fine flour, 10% of what you cut, Shtei Lechem was 20%, and Velechem Panim, it was actually 30%. It was 24 Sroinim from 24 Sa', which is one Isarim per Sa', and three Sa' and Eifa, so it's basically 30%, and not a 10% of an Eifa, it's 30% of an Eifa. Zot Gemara, my timer, what's the reason we have different amounts, and why do we have to sift it? So Gemara explains like this, that the Omer came from the fresh barley, the Chadosh, and also barley is a little bit harder to work with. So therefore, in order to get a very fine flour, you have to cut three sa'am, and you only land up with 10%. My time, given the mechadosh also, first of all, it's two chesroinis. It's chadosh, it's fresh, and it's harder to sift out. And also, because Rashi says, two chadosh yesh by subim yoyser, it sells mad. There's more subim, it's fresh crop, has more a bran and more shaft. You have to get it out. Therefore, you need more to get the fine flour. And sa'am is hard to work with. So to get a sar mufkal, you have to start with three sa'am and get out 10%. Shtei alechem, shtei asrim shalosh sa'am, kivin de mechitim asim. This is not barley, it's chitim, it's wheat. So avigav mechadosh asim is also from the chadosh. We know that the what we brought in the Beis Mikdash on Shuas was matte chadosh for the Beis Mikdash, it was a chadosh. Also, but still, shtei asrim shalosh sa'am, it's chitim, so you get 20%. Lechem apon mesmer haba, esroinus mesmer haba, which comes at 30%. My time, give me the mechitin also, this comes mechitin, and meyashon also, you could take from the yashon, and meyashon also, it could come from yashon, isarim mufcha asim asar, you get one isarim from a sa'ah, and on three sa'ah, you would get three esroinim, and the bottom line is, so it's 30% of what you caught, and not 10%, not 20%, 30%, you get much more, because it's chitin and it's yashon. Tanu Rabbanan, Kol ha-menachos shariba b'midas esroinon, or shemiyat b'midas esroin psulos. The Rashi has two pshatim, what this means. Rashi's first pshat is that kol shariba b'midas esroin means shemada b'isorin gadol, or you did a esroin emechsa, it's possible. Why? Because the kmitza has to be from a mincha of esroin. If the kmitza is from a esroin and a half, so half of it is not kaddish. Only a sarin could be the mincha. The extra half of a sarin is not mincha. It comes that your kaimitz has mixed into it a non-mincha. Or if you go less than it, it's also a problem because mincha chaseira. So kol menachos shariba midas asarinim, you put more in the keli than a sarin. Or shemiyat midas asarinim, put less, psulos, the mincha is possible. Riba midas sarin shalem, or shemiyat midas sarin shalem, kseiris. If you start off with more, you have to sift out, let's say, the mincha sa'im, which is the sarin. If you start off with more than three, or you start off with less than three sa'ah, that's not ma'akev. It says, chatchilas, take that much and sift it out. But it's not ma'akev where you start from. You can sift it out even from less. You work hard, you can sift it out even from less. That's not ma'akev. But it is ma'akev to have exactly a sa'ah, and you can have more or less. Less is chaser, and more is a problem as the kmitza. Now, Taisha doesn't like the pshat, that if it's more, it's a problem with kmitza, because he says, my das is only to be Mekadosh Isarin, and my Kaimis is coming from that Isarin, he brings a Gemara from Gemara before, it shouldn't be a problem. Therefore, he goes with Rashi's second shot, that the first line that says, Reba means Isarin, or Shmit means Isarin, means something else entirely. It means, we know by Minchas the Nesachim, a par has a certain amount, the Isle has a certain amount, it's Shleish Isarin of the par, and Shnei Isarin of the Isle. If you did too much, too little, of either two, you didn't do three asarim apart. You did too much, too little. It's not kosher. It's possible because there the Torah says exactly you need shlosh asarim apart, shtei asarim la'ayel. You need exactly this much. You do a different shear, it's ma'akev. That's what it means psulos. Hold different pshat. Now riba means the same thing. Where you start from, that's not ma'akev. Look at the next mishnah. Ha'imer ha'yom manupa b'sholish esrei napa. Use 13 different sifters to sift out the omer. Shtei alechem and shtei mesrei. Shtei alechem is used with 12. It's harder. The chadosh and its barley needs more sifters. Lech upon him, but yud aleph. Rav Shimon omer and says shtei alechem and shtei mesrei because that's chitim, but you know it's chadosh. And lech upon him, which is chitim, and it's yoshon 11 apas and up. Shimon omer lo yalem kitzva. He says. There was nothing. It means Rashi says it's going on lechem apadim koi. Rashi says you don't need yuralf napa, because you buy it from the shuk. You buy it manupa kol tzarka. You don't have to sift it. You could buy the flour from the marketplace. Just make sure it's done well. Loim kitzvel soilus manupa kol tzarka. You maybe should never lekach the soilus v'afisoi. So you buy soilus. You can buy soilus. You don't have to bring the chitim to the Beis Mikdash and sift it out there. You could buy fresh soilus. And bake it that way. We have to make sure that what you buy is very well done. But you don't have to dafka buy chitim and do it yourself. That's what Rav Shimon says. We'll see more in the Gemara about this. That's what Rav Shimon says. So he says that by lechem aponim, like upon Rashi is arguing dafka lechem aponim. It's pasuk because the pasuk says there says v'lekach soilus. That pasuk is referring to lechem aponim and says you can buy soilus. You don't actually have to buy chitim. So first the Gemara it deals with these 13 napa. Tanur aponim. Bedaka bagasa, that you used a sifter that has very small holes and very big holes. Very small holes, very big holes. And Rav Shimon Elazar explains the Tanakh. Rav Shimon Elazar Imer shows us in Apois how you make the zulamayim mezu el yoyne kolet the subim, the one with the big holes that catches the subim. Tachtoyne kolet the soilus, the with the small holes that collects soilus. And like Rashi and Kisviyat explains by Arichos. That the process was like this. You had one sifter with very small holes, and then it went up and up and up until it got bigger and bigger. So let's say you have 1 and 13. 1 are the smallest holes in the sifter, and 13 are the biggest holes. So you start off with a 1, and that sifted out of the chitin and the flour, it sifted out the powder, which is not really flour. That's what that. Then you put it into the number 13. Number 13 caught all the rocks. And whatever, caught all the rocks on top, and the flour went through. Then you took that flour, put it into the small one again. That was number two, and that took out all the fine stuff that's no good. Then you took it and put it into number 12, which took out again the big the subin, the rocks that didn't come out in the first time. Then you put it into 3, and then you put it into 12, and so on and so forth, going back and forth, starting from 1 to 13, then you do 2 to 12, and 3 to and 3 to 11, I may have said the wrong number, 4, 3 to 11, and 4 to 10, and so on and so forth, totally meet in the middle, and that's how they went back and forth. Bedaka, bagasa, bedaka, bagasa. And Shem also explains, the 13 napas was Zulamayel Mazu, one was bigger than the other one. Rav Shimon, loyalem kitzva. Rav Shimon says, no, you don't have to do it exactly like that. You can buy lechem aponim flour from the store, from the shuk. Tanur Rabbanon, soilus v'afisois demalamed shenikachas soilus. You learn from here that you could buy soilus. And this price is going according to Rav Shimon, this price who says you could buy soilus. Omenayin shafilu chitim, how you know you're allowed to buy chitim? Tamalam v'kachtam v'komokim. Yochol af v'shar menachas kein. You think this halacha is also by shar menachas, that a yochid could bring chitim and make it soilus. He also could hear the price saying is that you're allowed to buy soilus, but you're also allowed to buy a chitim. Because it says, "Velakachta v'komakom." Yochel af b'shar menachos kein. Maybe other menachos you're allowed to buy chitim. Tamalim oisa mepnei hachisaron. It says, "V'fisa oisa niknas chitim." Rashi says, "V'loy shar menachos." Why? And not everyone is bekiim, and therefore they should buy soilus menupa. And why would more makel buy lechem upon him that if you want? You could buy a chitim. The reason is because it's very expensive. My pnei achisachin or meachesaron. Amar Rav Elazar, Torah chasam ayim shel Yisrael. Basically, I'm saying like this: that regular mincha, minchas yachid, you have to buy soilus. The person can't bring in chitim into the Beis Mikdash and start grinding it, because he's not going to do a good job, and start grinding it and sifting it, not going to do a good job. Buy soilus menupah. When it comes to the lechem aponim, there, you could buy flour if you want, but you also could buy chitim if you want. You also could buy chitim if you want. That's fine as well. But, so there, you could buy chitim or you could buy chitim or soilus as well. And the reason why they said you don't have to buy soilus, because it gets very expensive then. It's a very expensive proposition to buy flour. Fine flour is expensive. It's very expensive, the fine flour. And therefore, you couldn't just buy the fine flour every time lechem aponim. It would be too expensive. That means to say there are three dinim over here. Din number one is lechem aponim. You're allowed to buy sai chitim, sai soilus menupa. You don't have to buy soilus menupa, fine flour, because it's expensive, by chitim. When it comes to a minchas tzibur, like our mishnah, which talks about minchas ha'imer and the shtei halechem, there it's once a year. So there you always buy tvua. That's the thing, you should buy tvua. It doesn't say you're allowed to buy soilus, you buy tvua. And there, it's not, you have to grind up the tvua. When it comes to minchas yachid, you have to buy soilus. Those are the three halachas according to Rav Shimon. Lechem aponim, since it says v'kachol soilus, you can buy soilus, but you also can buy chitim because it's expensive, so you can buy chitim if you want. Minchas tzibur has to be dafka tvua. That's the case of Omer and Shtei Alechem and Amishnah. Minchas yachid, it's dafka when it's soilus because we're scared the yachid won't do a good job of sifting it out. And the Gemara says the reason why you could buy chitim alech aponim is because of Torah chasam arsha shal. Where do you find the idea that Torah was worried about the money of Klai Yisrael? Chsiv, v'shkisa sa'eda ves bi'iram. That says, that go get water from the rock. Hachas ha'matav hakel sa'eda atav aron. Pasuk says, the bratav ha'sel, talk to the sela. This is by Meir Riva. And it says, v'shkisa sa'eda ves bi'iram. Why are you saying the animals? Torah says, Hashem was worried about the money of Klai Yisrael. Therefore, you see the Torah, this idea that Hashem worries about the money of Klai Yisrael. Hadra Allah, Perek, Elu Menachos, Nikmatzas, Bali Nadar.